to shift the agenda for the afternoon for a couple of reasons. So just so everyone's aware, we are going to stick to our student resolution right now. And then rather than going into the legislative priorities update and the president's report and the action agenda item, we're going to move the closed session up so that we can make sure that we have as many trustees as possible for that discussion. And then we will shift back to that. So just letting our folks running everything make sure that they're aware. So
they're flexible.
Yes. I hope so. All right. So I'm going to turn the time over to Trustee Rodriguez for this recognition.
Thank you. Awesome. So for our student commendation, since we're in Salt Lake for today, I figured it'd be wonderful to commend a student from one of our statewide campuses. And so here we have Sherry McGarry, is a junior in the College of Education at USU Salt Lake campus, pursuing a Human Development and Family Studies degree. In addition, Sherry currently works as a staff assistant on campus. She has always been a dedicated student, achieving excellent grades in all of her classes while balancing several jobs at once to provide for her family. In her own words, quote, "I chose to apply to USU after the birth of my third child in early 2018. I was ready for a career change. I had been a restaurant manager for years prior. I was finally ready to follow my dreams of becoming an elementary school teacher," end quote. Sherry started her college career in elementary education, but when circumstances prevented her from attending courses in person during the day, she made the choice to persevere with her education and choose a major which would allow her to continue caring for her family of four young children and still earn her bachelor's degree in a field she loves. Sherry affirmed, quote, "The support I have received from all those associated with USU has inspired me and pushed me to keep going. I am driven and determined." Visitors at USU Salt Lake will often be greeted by Sherry's constant warm smile and engaging personality. One of her professors commented, "She also has a wonderful way of sharing and listening that shows courage to be reflected in her own knowledge production, and I found her demeanor refreshing, honest, and respectful." Sherry exemplifies Utah State University students who are determined and never take their eyes off their goals. And I admire her for her passion for education, end quote. Sherry has found working at USU Salt Lake to be a refreshing environment with supportive coworkers who are grateful for her addition to the team. Sherry McGarry. Any comments you'd like to make?
I'm just really grateful for this opportunity. I feel very honored to be receiving this. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's really nice to be recognized for all the hard work. It's been hard, but rewarding. Very, very rewarding. Thank you.
Great. Yeah.
Your example of perseverance ought to be held up for all of us.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm lucky I was able to get her out from work. So
thank you for making the time to be here.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, everyone.
And actually, jumping back, John, if we can hear you now, we'll go to the Bridgerland Tech report.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Good. Sorry about that on there. I wish I could be there in person, but what I've been dealing with, I would not want to share with you, but I am on demand somewhat. So anyway, Bridgerland, they had on the 2nd of December, we had a board meeting and met with their board and also had a one-on-one with President Campbell. I think part of the problem, the symptom that we're struggling with is the fact that perhaps we're not communicating or talking to each other. I know when Provost Gailey was there, I had him with the sit down face to face with President Campbell. And we talked about, we opened up some doors as far as what is out there, what's available. And there was a lot of listening and a lot of opportunity. I think that we're going to see some of that, especially with Bridger Lands. They have their new medical arts building that's coming online. I see opportunities of doing some things with them on the stacking, if you want to call it that, or, you know, just things are happening. And I need to give President Cantwell credit, because at the meeting I said, you know, since our meeting with the provost, he has now, he retired, and then we got a new president, so I had to wait. And so anyway, President Cantwell beat me to it, and he said, well, we've already met, and I will tell you, President, that President Campbell is very excited of finding, discovering new ways of working together, and that the first step is to be able to talk to one another, listen to one another, because we have resources that they could use and vice versa.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. All right. With that, I think we will, if it's, gentlemen, does it work for us to shift to that point right now? Okay. We are going to now move to the closed session for our agenda. So we will need, we'll need a motion to, in order to do that.
So I will make that motion. I move that in accordance with 52-4-205 of the Utah Code, that the trustees go into a closed executive session for the sole purpose of discussing the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of individuals, pending or reasonably imminent litigations, and the deployment of security personnel, devices, or systems.
Is there a second for that?
I'll second what she said.
Thank you. Second from Trustee Huntsman. All right, and then for this one, we do need to do a roll call vote, so I will turn it over to you all for a vote. Does that work, or do you want me to do it?
You go ahead.
Okay.
You can see them all. So.
All right. Trustee Barry?
Amen.
Thank you. Trustee White?
I'm with John, yes.
Thank you. Trustee Maloof?
Yes.
Trustee Alder?
Yes.
Trustee Rodriguez?
Aye.
Trustee Gagan?
Yes.
Trustee Huntsman?
Yes.
Trustee Peterson?
Yes.
Make sure I get everyone. Trustee Mason?
Yes.
Trustee Whitworth?
Yes.
Did I get everyone? Didn't miss anyone? All right, fantastic. All right, with that, we will go into a closed session. We will ask everyone to leave, with the exception of Vice President McKinney, and Jody will ask you to stay just for the first part of this.
Recording stopped.
And then for those trustees online, I think you